Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
We began last week with a message entitled Wholeness. The whole idea from the Bible that from the very beginning in creation, God intended us to be whole, the word shalom. Today, we see that even the World Health Organization and scientists concur with what the Bible has said. For the longest time, people thought that health was just a matter of the absence of disease and infirmity. But today, even the World Health Organization says health is a state of complete, there it is, wholeness, physical, mental, and social being, and not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. That was then. That was what they thought. But today, people realize what the Bible and God has always said. Health is a complete state of physical, mental, and social being. We go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where it says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." The Lord God formed the man out of matter, material. There's a physical side to man, and yet he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and only then did man become a living being. That living word, living being, is the Hebrew word nefesh, the whole idea of being complete and whole, meshed into one without any separation. Wholeness, therefore, is only possible with God. As I pointed out to you last week, shalom, or the thing that makes us whole when nothing is broken and nothing is missing, is what gives us peace, inner peace that gives even our body the health that it has. That idea is from the word nefesh. Nefesh means the non-material side of us is just as important, if not more important, than the material side of us. Our minds, our wills, our emotions, as the health practitioners of today have said, need to be complete for us to be whole. And we all know that there is an inner destructive force or corrupt that corrupts us on the inside. And that thing is called sin. Sin is what causes the inner man to fail. And when the inner man fails, the physical side fails. Sin, the Bible says, enslaves. Wholeness, on the other hand, says we're empowered. Wholeness empowers us to live the life that God has given us. I've entitled this second message on physical health, Empowered. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them." He says, "God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it.'" There it is. Be fruitful. Be luxuriant. Thrive. Increase in number. Enjoy all that God has created. But then it goes on to the second half of the verse where it says, "Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and on every living creature that moves on the ground." Notice the words "rule over." To be empowered begins with my first point, to be given authority. The first place we're given authority is authority over our own lives, and thus we have authority over much of creation. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14 tells us the human spirit, that side that is immaterial, can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? A very simple point that this verse is telling us, it's the inner human spirit and the authority that we get from God that allows us to endure in the midst of sickness. Over the last 3 days, I was feeling a bit under the weather. And as this poster says, over 60 and feeling under the weather, you need to go and see your local pharmacist, the earlier the better. I didn't do that. What I did was I prayed, I washed my nose, I cleansed my eyes, I drank a lot of water, went to sleep, and woke up refreshed. And here I am, voila, 3 days later, and I'm feeling much better. Now, we know that that's just a little bit of an allergy probably just stress or tired. But the fact of the matter is COVID-19 has been prolonged. We've seen deaths. As I broadcast this, a friend of mine recently died, and I had to be around his children just to comfort them. A close loved one in our family just came out of surgery just last night, and we were tracking down her progress as she was going through surgery. A grandson has just had a weird bout of fever for the last few days, and he would have it at night, and we were kind of concerned about it. But we took authority and began to pray and believe that God was going to heal these people, and thus he did, and that God would comfort people. The point is, in the midst of our health, We have the authority that God's given us. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, when the enemy comes like a flood, as he has come to us in these past few days, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. When we trust in God, when we pray and we take authority over whatever situation we face in our physical lives, we will see that God will raise up the standard or the banner that will help us fight and overcome. Now, the point is to be given authority. To be given authority means to be given the power and freedom. Authority is given to us, but it also requires, demands a level of freedom and power that comes with it. Now, the late Christian philosopher Dallas Willard once said, God gave us a measure of independent power. That measure of independent power is seen, he says, the locus or depository of this necessary power is the human body. There's nothing that's more obvious to us where we have independence and power than is a body that we have. The body is our primary area of power and freedom and therefore responsibility. This body is the primary area of our power and our freedom. We have the freedom to choose what's healthy for us, and we have the freedom to choose the things that are not so healthy. Please don't understand me. I do eat donuts, right? The point in saying that is we can make choices. We have the freedom and we have the power to make those choices. And because we do, he says, therefore also responsibility. To be given authority is to be given power and freedom, but it also demands a level of accountability. Accountability or power, or the power that God's given us, the authority that God's given us, needs to be legitimate. When we receive something that's legitimate, what that means is it's genuine, it's real, it's proceeding from the original and pure source and not from a false or spurious source. That source is the Spirit of God. When we come to God as the legitimate authority over our lives and we take that power and freedom that demands accountability, we will see the health that God intends for our lives. Now, to say that means to say also that there is such a thing as illegitimate authority, authority that is not legitimate or something that is what the Bible calls malicious. We've seen that in software, malicious software that can be destructive to our hardware, in the same way as spiritual witchcraft or practices in the spirit that may be destructive to our health. A very important verse that I know and as a very young believer is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 27, where it says the Lord will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors. Why? Because you've sourced the thing from illegitimate authority. And thus the Lord allows these things to happen to us. And notice where it says, tumors and festering sores, an itch from which you cannot be cured. It says the Lord will afflict you, there it is, madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. When we have illegitimate authority, a source of authority that is not from God, we can expect bad things to happen to, or not just to our spirits, but even to our physical being. Thus, we understand to be empowered is to be given authority, to be given freedom and power, and it demands accountability, and as well as it demands that it be exercised. We have been given the authority by God over our physical bodies, whether that's a toothache, where you can pray for it and claim this healing of God, whether that's a surgery, whether that's cancer, whatever it may be, we can choose to agree with God and say, God, you've given us the authority, thus you've given us the power and the freedom over our physical body and the sum of its parts, over our non-material side and the sum of its parts. That authority, the key to that release of enslavement, is the authority that God has given us. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, whatever sickness, disease, whatever issues you have, you can ask the Lord and bind it here on earth. It will be bound in heaven for you. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven for you. Whatever that need is, whatever that physical need is, God can give it to you because he has empowered you. To be given authority is to be given power and freedom. It demands accountability. It demands that we exercise that authority. Second point is to be given the ability. When we are empowered, we're not just given the authority over our physical beings, our physical bodies. We have been given the ability to live this life. A good book about physical health, it's actually about spiritual things, is The Glorious Intruder, and yet it captures a lot about the physical health side of our lives. These are some of the words that you can find in it. Come on, admit it. When your heart is being wrung out like a sponge, something I felt this week with all that's going on, when you feel like molten salt is being poured into your wounded soul, you don't want a thin, pale, emotional Jesus who relates only to lambs and birds and babies. You want a warrior Jesus. You want a battlefield Jesus. You want his rigorous and robust gospel to command your sensibilities to stand at attention. In reading these words, you would think that this was written by a man who was a warrior, an athlete probably, but that's not the case. These were the words of Joni Erickson Tada, the author of the book, a woman. Not only a woman, an author, and she is a Bible commentator. But what's interesting about the life of Joni Erickson Tada is that she's a quadriplegic. In other words, she couldn't move her hands and her legs. And just like her friend Nick Vujicic, she understands that in the midst of all of that, God has given her the ability to live the life that she has in her physical body. To be given the ability is to discover what works for you. Joni Erickson Tada met an accident when she was 18 years old and broke her spinal cord, which paralyzed her. In the midst of that, she discovered that she could paint with her mouth. And thus, she began a career as being an artist and a painter, not just an author, a commentator, but she started to paint beautiful paintings. That's actually her self-portrait. Interestingly, when we discover what works for us, our lives will thrive in the midst of our physical situation that we find ourselves in. God has given us the ability to discover the choices that we can have. An interesting set of verses in a story in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 9, is about Peter. He's about to discover something. At about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He's about to eat, and he falls into this trance, and he saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It all contains all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Now, surely not," Peter says, replies, "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." Now the voice that spoke to him a second time said, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." Interesting story. God had made clean, and Peter was to discover for the first time the new kosher, that everything God made is clean. The point in saying all of that is this. You may be eating an apple, a ball of broccoli, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, or whatever it is that you eat. The choices are yours, and to discover what works for you. Not all of these work for everybody. The time you eat it, the way you cook it, these are things that God has empowered you to discover. And even the added chocolate, my little addiction there. It is for you to discover whether that's biking, that's exercise, discover it's running, is it swimming, is it weightlifting, is it skipping ropes, or maybe just like me, it's just plain walking. Joni Erickson discovered that for her, it was a different kind of exercise. It was isometric exercises. But God has things that God wants you to discover. And when you discover these things, you will find the abilities to take care of your physical body better. A few years ago, a staff member in church noticed that I wasn't walking well because I had a lower back pain. He recommended an acupuncturist, something I would never entertain in my life. But as I went to this traditional Chinese medicine clinic and I had this acupuncture treatment, my lower back situation was relieved. The point is, when we have been given the authority, we've been given the authority to discover what works for us, we've also been given the authority or the ability to discover how to design what works for us. There's three books I want to recommend to you if you want to know, to discover, to design what works for you. The first one is entitled The Seven Pillars of Health, a Christian book that describes the certain pillars that you need to be healthy. The other one is not a Christian book, but a great book called A Great Day at the Office, which explains how you can take care of your blood works and how you can manage your daily regimens. And the last one I would recommend is Why We Sleep, just the importance and the significance of sleeping and why that's necessary. Now, in saying all of that, you can design your own thing. Maybe that's putting, like I do, a sleep mask beside your bed that blocks out the light. Maybe it's figuring out the time of day and the kind of meals that you're eating at certain times of the day. Or maybe even finding out the right digestive enzymes. I'm not recommending Yakult, by the way. You choose what you want. The point is to discover what works for you and to design the things that work for you. For some, it's 8 glasses of water a day. For some, it's not. For some, it's 2 liters a day. The point is to discover. Discover what works for you and to design what works for you. Because God has given you the ability. He's empowered you. And finally, to steward what is entrusted to you. Joni Erickson has just turned 72 years old this year. What's interesting about her is the ministry that she leads is now 40 years old. You think about this woman who's a quadriplegic and runs a ministry that spans the world, taking care of people with other infirmities. When God entrusts something to you, your physical body is necessary and important. And God has given you the ability to steward that thing that He has given you. Empowered means to be given the ability to discover what works for you, to design what works for you, and to steward what is entrusted to you. A final point I want to leave you is this. The third point is that empowered means to align with God. To be empowered means that when we align with the pure, legitimate source and the authority over our bodies that He's delegated to us. Notice where it says that to be aligned means to be in agreement. To be in agreement with God is simply this. It is to obey His word. I won't mince words. That's the only way. The more we obey God in His word, the more we will be aligned to Him and the more we will see the empowerment of God over our health. In James chapter 1, verse 22, we're reminded, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Don't just listen to what I'm saying and deceive yourselves, but take the truth of God and do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law, there it is, to look intently with every intention into the perfect law that gives freedom and power and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, by doing it will be blessed in what they do. Very simple. When we align ourselves with God's word, we obey His word. When we obey His word, we see that alignment universally, personally, and transitionally. Let me explain what that means. For the longest time in my personal life, my issue was sleep. I didn't know how to sleep. I wanted to get rich. I wanted to work hard. I just slept late. Until over the years, I discovered that was not the will of God for me. Psalms 127 verse 2 says, in vain you rise up early and stay up late. There I am, right there, toiling for food to eat. I just want to have more. And then he says this, for he grants sleep to those he loves. I understood that day when I read this, probably 25 years ago, 26 years ago, that there's a universal will of God that He wants me to sleep. In the midst of that, I then discovered that part of my issue because I've abused my health was sleep apnea. And I couldn't sleep even if I wanted to sleep now. And I had to sleep with a mask like that. That's not me. But I had to sleep with a mask like that for at least over a year. And it is a personal issue that I needed to change. After a short procedure, my sleep apnea was healed. The point is this. There is a universal, a personal, and a transitional thing in God's will for your health. I used to sleep 6 to 7 hours a day. When I met a doctor here, I was told, sleep 8 to 9 hours a day at your age. It's a lot better and take a lot of naps. I used to run 5 to 7 kilometers a day. Now I just walk 5 to 8, right? I used to eat 3 full meals a day. Now I just do 2 full meals a day. There's a transitional will that God has for us. When we're empowered to live the life that God has given us, we align with God's truth, we obey His word universally, personally, and in the transitions of our life. A final point to say is that to align with God is to know your boundaries. There's a limit to our lives. Lord alone, Lord, You alone are my portion and my cup, and You make my lot secure. Your lot is not just money or resources or relationships. Your lot includes your physical health. And it says that He makes your lot secure. and He sets the boundary lines that have fallen for you and me in pleasant places. And we find those boundary lines in our lives, aligning ourselves to God universally, personally, and in the transitions of our life, He says, surely you'll have a delightful inheritance. My hope and prayer for you as we navigate this very, very tough season of COVID is that you would realize, number one, God made you whole. And because He made you whole, you're not enslaved to the things of this world. You're empowered to fulfill the things that God has for you in your relational life, in your physical life, and even in your financial lives. What that means is to be given the authority, to be given the power and the freedom to apply that. It demands accountability, yes, but it also demands that it be exercised. To begin the ability to discover what works for you, to design what works for you, and finally to steward what God has entrusted to you. To align with God is to obey His word universally, personally, and transitionally. And finally, it is to know your boundaries. As we end this moment of meditating on the Word of God, I want us to proclaim Jesus. I know that it's been tough. I know that the situations have not been easy for all of us. But if you will pick up a piece of bread and a cup and trust in God and commune with Him and pray a prayer that declares that God is with us, God is not going to forsake us, and our health will be protected in this season and the health of our loved ones. Join me in this short prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for giving us the keys to Your kingdom, the authority, power, and freedom over our lives. We receive this authority with honor and responsibility as we exercise it over the course of our lives. Thank You for giving us the ability to discover, to design, and to steward what You have entrusted to us. It is our prayer that we align all that we are and all that we do with Your word. Whether as a part of all of creation or our personal lives, grant us the ability to find our boundary lines in You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.